This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
His might. See, you can't be strong in yourself because you have no power. So Paul again tells us to be strong in the power of his might, God's might, because he will take us through. Because as a soldier of God, a soldier of the Lord, you will face many things. And he wants you to know that you need to be strong in the Lord and not yourself. And then look at verse 2. I love verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. I like the way he prefaced this, because he says, in the things that thou hast heard among many witnesses. You know, you ever talk to those people who tell you things when you're alone with them, but then when you get in a crowd, they don't want to say anything? Be wary of those people. Paul is saying, hey, you heard me speak, and it was among many witnesses. Therefore, it gives some validity to what I'm saying. I'm not making up stuff. And then he tells us to commit that to faithful men that will be able to teach others also. Not to men that are wishy-washy, not of men that are faithful, not of men that are not faithful, but of men that are faithful. Why? So they can teach others also. Man, we need to be able to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then we'll be able to teach others also. What are you teaching others? Are you teaching others to be a sinner? Are you teaching others to live a defeated life? Are you teaching others that you are comfortable, you're coasting? What are you teaching others? Paul is in his last hurrah here. His last battle cry, as many theologian calls it. And he tells Timothy to be strong in the Lord. Now, look at this next verse. Man, we're about to hit it here. Look at verse 3, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Wow, Paul is not pulling out any stops here. He has given it all to Timothy. It says, hey, there are going to be some things that you have to endure as a good soldier of Christ. If you are a soldier of Christ, you will be hated. Why? As Jesus said, he said, the world hated me, they will hate you. If the world is not bothering you, you are not bothering the world. It's that simple. You're either an enemy of God or a child of God. Where do you stand? I'm telling you here, and as Paul is telling you, and as Christ is telling you, if you are in the body of Christ, if you're in the army of God, the world is against you. If the world is not against you, guess what? You're with the world. It's just that simple. If you are not called out to be different, you're just like the world. I want you to think about that. Paul is telling Timothy here that you're going to have to endure hardness. What are you enduring for Christ? What are you enduring for Christ? You say, oh, everything's fine. I'm not having any trouble. You know what? You're not doing nothing. I'm just going to be honest with you. When you try to do something for the Lord,
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.